I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're into the 2 weeks of early deer hunting in West Virginia, and coming up in a moment, we'll explore these two early season hunting opportunities. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. West Virginia deer hunters have added days again this year. For a third straight year, the DNR is staging an early antlerless season for archery and muzzleloader hunting. Gary Foster is the DNR's game management supervisor and says the idea here is twofold.
The purpose of the seasons, one is just to provide some additional recreational opportunity. It's a biologically sound season and give hunters, muzzleloader and archers a little more opportunity to go out and hunt. But it is targeted to those counties that where our deer population is close to where we want it to be or where it's exceeding population levels.
The archery season is already open and continues this week, and next week will be the early muzzleloader season. As Foster said, there are specific restrictions on places you can hunt during this two-week antlerless season.
Those two seasons are in select counties. We have about 22 counties this year that are 22 counties or portions of 22 counties that will be open to that season. It's on private land only. And I know looking at the weather forecast, it looks like we're going to luck out this year in terms of weather. It looks like we're looking at the highs in the 60s and 70s from the majority of both those seasons and lows in the 40s and 50s.
Yes, the biggest drawback to this season in the first couple of years has been the late summer heat. But as Foster mentioned, things are expected to be much more conducive for the 2011 early seasons.
This will be the third year for the September deer seasons, and in 2009 and 2010 we had some pretty warm weather, and so I think we're going to have a change, a little more favorable change this year.
Because of the time of year, this is not the kind of deer hunting that most are accustomed to.
Of course, late October and the first, and definitely into the first part of November when the rut's kicking in, and it's a little different game. This time, I think, hunters should really look at trying to seek out those areas, probably where we have, especially this year from what I'm seeing from mass reports, where we have better soft mass conditions, crab apples and apples, and kind of base your hunting strategies more on feeding patterns, moving from kind of bedding areas to feeding areas.
Hunters need the RG and RB stamps to hunt those extra seasons. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.